The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks got a massive smile on my face. How could I not have one if I'm about to speak to you?
Likewise, even though we're on tenterhooks in Nigeria, and I do have to apologize for any noise. It would appear that my neighbors upstairs think that they're running a club. So there is some errant base happening.
Okay, no, nothing wrong with errant base. You're going to talk to us about the COVID updates as you do, and then you're going to tell us about this lovely love story, Rolene.
Well, it depends which love story we're talking about. So, you know, we have to be more specific when we're talking
about... I was thinking about the billionaire son who snuck in for his Israeli girlfriend and then got deported. Well, what I did for love.
Well, the things he did for love, thinking that billions behind him would help him get through, but he was summarily sent back. Israel saying, we don't care if you sum the rest, don't son, and with squadrillion. If you are going to break our mandatory quarantine laws, you can go back to your private jet and go home. That we won't be taking. But let's take a look at the stats as we stand currently. Last week we had a spike in infections, and over the last 24 hours there has been a bit of a drop, which is a good sign. However, yesterday a health ministry official saying that they think that we are in the middle of the second wave already. So let's take a look at those figures. Since the start of the pandemic, 19,121 confirmed cases with 302 fatalities. At the moment, we have 3,430 people with coronavirus, 32 of them in serious condition, 24 needing ventilators, and 15,389 have recovered. But with the spike last week and with the concerns that, you know, we can't seem to find the markers, as per an official from the health ministry just a few moments ago saying, you know, we don't know where it's coming from. We're trying to find the markers. We're not going to tolerate people trying to flout our laws. Last week we spoke about the doctor who gave a wide berth to a billionaire friend from Cyprus not to go into quarantine. Now it is the son of Sumner Redner. We don't care if he has a model for a girlfriend. He cannot break the quarantine law.
All right. Okay, fair enough.
Also concern is that as far as infections are concerned, Tel Aviv seems to be the new epicenter, and the army today asking the government to please enforce restrictions on the gatherings of large crowds. Yesterday they announced that they would allow weddings up to 250 people at a wedding, and that they would allow for more people to gather for events, and the army saying, please don't do this. Please let's keep those restrictions in place. But also some positive news that Israel's been speaking to an American company called Moderna. Moderna seems to be in their third phase of trials on a possible corona vaccine. And if this is successful, this would allow mass production of a possible vaccine by December. So I just want to reiterate, we don't have a vaccine yet. However, if the third phase in this trial is a success, Israel will possibly purchase these vaccines by September and will be able to mass produce them by December. So I just want to make sure that that is very clear before I start getting messages. We found the cure. We haven't found the cure, but we're working on it, just like many other countries. So that's where we are currently holding with COVID-19. We are really hoping that we can continue the trajectory of the infections coming down. I will say that Israelis over the last, I'd say, couple of days have become a lot more cognizant of the importance of wearing masks. You know, Salman, we've learned how to stand in queues. Now we've learned that we have to wear masks.
Sure. It's not the people I know. Talking about the Israeli street, because we're going to now talk about annexation updates, and something really important and historic happened last week. It was the very first time a member of the UAE, very senior member of the government of the UAE, published an article directly in Yediot to Israelis saying, don't do this. Is that having any kind of an effect on the Israeli street in as far as annexation is concerned?
That is a great question. You know, the issue of annexation is extremely divisive here. There are many people who feel that this is not the time, that we shouldn't do anything without the backing of the United States. We shouldn't do anything unless we have a cohesive support from the whole of the government. According to recent polls, the majority of Israelis are not supportive of the possibility of annexation. And we're also poised to really improve and warm up ties, as we've seen over the last year or so, with the Arab world. And to have the an editorial like that, which is really historical, you know, this is just days after the second delivery of aid, COVID aid, for Palestinians coming in an Etihad flight, this time proudly emblazoned with its insignia. I think we have to listen to the Arab world. Also, as we can expect, and taking place earlier today was a video conference call of European Union foreign ministers with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss how they proceed forward with dealing with their bilateral relations with Israel. And, you know, we have to think about this. We're in unprecedented times, as is the rest of the world, with coronavirus and the impact that it is having on us economically. And, you know, many of us are of the opinion that it would be foolish to embark on such an irresponsible move. You know, you've got some saying it's not annexation, it's applying sovereignty. We're only talking three specific areas. We're not talking the areas in the Jordan Valley yet. But still, you know, I think and many believe the world is talking and we need to pay attention. And of course, there is also the view that the Prime Minister is speaking a lot about annexation because the Prime Minister has a date with the Supreme Court next month. And this is a way of getting everybody talking about annexation rather than talking about if he has been a very naughty boy.
Interesting stuff. Something I'm not up to date on, and I'm going to appreciate hearing from you, this anti-racism march in Paris for the apparently chance of dirty Jew, dirty Jew.
Well, this is absolutely appalling, appalling on several levels, appalling in that we have a global consciousness movement to try and tackle issues of racism and discrimination. And we're having very, very important conversations around this. And now we need to start examining all kinds of racism against minority communities. And a march took place in Paris over the weekend, and there were chants of Salé Juif, which in English is Dirty Jew, and also opportunistic groups who all over the world are taking advantage of the gatherings, the protests to push their agenda. We've seen it in the United States, also in London over the weekend with the far right infiltrating Black Lives Matter protests there and now in Paris as well. And this comes on the back of a rabbi stabbed in a hate crime in London on Friday. Thank goodness there were very, very responsive people around who managed to catch the perpetrator. But I'm really going to appeal to people, if we're going to call out racism when these events happen, we have to use our voices for that as well. And a reminder that we cannot fight racism by propagating another form of discrimination. And you know, what happened in Paris has left the community shaken and feeling vulnerable to attacks once again. This is a city, this is a community where slogans have resulted in death, and we cannot sit by and let this happen. And that's been the opinion as well of the CRIF, which is the umbrella organization that French Jewish organizations fall under.
We're out of time. I just want to add one thing very quickly, Rolene, that the you referred to the event of the religious man in North London having been stabbed, but the BBC headline referring to that exact incident said, man stabbed. It was not Jewish man stabbed in a hate crime. And unless we call things out for what they are, we're not going to get anywhere. This is just a very concerning time. Anyway, that's me on my soapbox. And we're late for news. Thank you, Rolene.
My pleasure. Same time, same place tomorrow. We have a date.